Hello.
Is this Mary, the Queen of Socks? Wow. We have absolute royalty here at Hot Country 103.5. Thank you so much, Mary, the Queen of Socks. Get rid of that. Sorry.
I knew you were going to do that.
You've had an amazingly successful campaign from what we see this year, your sock campaign for our unhoused population here in Halifax. Can you take us through what was your goal and what you've ended up with?
Well, our goal for this year was 7,000 pair. And on Friday, the grand total was 10,415 pair.
Wow. That's a lot
of
pair.
No words.
How many vehicles and trucks and things does it take to transport 10,000 pairs of socks?
We had two SUVs and a huge van. The van at one point was stuffed with 7,000 pairs of socks.
Oh my Lord, 7,000 pairs of socks. That's insane, Mary. That's going to help so many people this year. And what are some of the charities that benefit from these sock donations?
Briny House in Dartmouth, mm-hmm. Souls Harbor Rescue Mission, and Shelter Nova Scotia.
Amazing.
You've come a long way from, you know, this was just something you did kind of on your own when you started, right? Just making socks, literally knitting a few pairs of socks each year to go from that
pairs.
To, yeah, 50 pairs that you made yourself to 10,000 donated by all walks of life from across Nova Scotia.
I don't even know where to begin to thank people. Like, there's just so many. The cadets, so impactful. Mount Edward School collected 800 pairs, like one class. And
wow.
Their goal, ironically, was 100 pairs. Like,
wow.
I can't even, like, churches reached out for me to speak. I don't want to forget anyone. Like, I can't start because I'll forget somebody. But there was the media. Wow. Thank you. Oh my God! You let me flap my lips, and look what it did.
We'd rather hear from you than ourselves. That's for sure.
Wow! And sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. I got to go on the set of Sullivan's Crossing this year. Like, I mean, oh, hello.
Yes. I mean, tell us about that. Wow. Tell us about going. I mean, you went to the set of Sullivan's Crossing, and how did that all play out?
Well, they contacted me and loved what I was doing and had a 50-50 draw with the cast and crew. And with that, they purchased 250 pairs of socks.
Wow. And
said, we want you to come up, you know, and have them presented to you. I get to sit on Sully's bed.
Well, it's all because of you, Mary. I mean, you're the one who organized this. It's your idea. You've been making the socks yourselves. We were all inspired by you to help out. So thank you.
Absolutely. And for listeners, for probably wondering why socks? Well, socks are actually one of the most important things to donate for what's going on right now. New socks and clean socks contribute to better mobility. They minimize the possibility of frostbite and reduce the risk of we have cellulitis, impetigo, fungal infection, trench foot. There's all kinds of fun, not so fun words. There's so many risks when you're exposed, especially when it's just your feet that are exposed. And we start warming the heart from the feet up. You know, it's definitely a great way to not only make someone's day, but to quite literally save a life. And we've already reached tragic levels with the unhoused population here in Halifax. So, Mary, thank you so much for contributing so much and doing such a huge, lovely thing for the people in our community.
Okay, you're making me cry.
You're but making us cry, Mary.
Seriously,
couldn't have done it without every person involved. I can't take credit. I won't take credit. I have too much help.
It wouldn't be a Nova Scotian a charitable cause around Christmas time if we didn't all say, no, you take the credit.
No, you
take the credit.
I'm sorry, I can't.